Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, July 8th, 2011. For those of you who thought May was a bad month for job creation, and it was, June turned out to be worse. About the only good thing you can say about the employment picture in June is at least that it wasn't a decline. A few jobs, a net of 18,000, were added during the month. In a market the size of the United States, however, that's essentially a rounding error, and certainly not enough to keep up even with population growth. Federal, state, and local governments did most of the firing in June, shedding some 39,000 positions. The hard reality of reduced revenue has obliged the public sector to lay people off, and that's not likely to change for a while. The private sector did some hiring in June, but barely enough to offset the public sector firings. It's also worth noting that this is one of those times when the ADP report is wildly at odds with the official Bureau of Labor Statistics report. ADP predicted 157,000 new jobs in June. Of course, ADP only covers the private sector, but even so, it predicted about 100,000 more private sector jobs than turned out to be the case. Those early and overly optimistic jobs numbers caused Wall Street to spike upward yesterday. Today is already a different story. June wasn't a good month for the economy in other ways as well. Construction spending was down for the month, and the Institute for Supply Management said that its index of non-manufacturing activity lost ground. There was also no agreement on the debt ceiling during June, leaving the problem to July, because the deadline is August 2nd, now less than a month away. So was there any good news for the economy this week? A little. Manufacturing picked up some steam during June, after a stumble in May. Fewer U.S. households declared bankruptcy during the first half of 2011 than the first half of 2010, according to the American Bankruptcy Institute. And, according to the Bank of Japan, that country is making a fairly quick recovery from the earthquake and tsunami earlier this year. Also, for now, the Greeks won't be defaulting on their debts. If you ask Moody's, it's Portugal that might fall on its face, economically speaking, since the rating agency downgraded the Iberian nation's debt to junk status this week. Next week, reports on retail sales, the producer and consumer price indexes, and of course more on the never-ending story of the debt ceiling. But we can only hope that it will have an ending, and soon. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening. Be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.